Chair at this time recognizes the Chairman of the Committee on Order of Business.
Mr. President, in view of the fact that the Chaffin's Commission has arranged a luncheon for a large number of people, the Committee on Order of Business recommends that the report of the Chaffin's Commission due now and the address by Major General Robert Taylor be moved to 3 p.m. this afternoon, and that the rest of the agenda this afternoon be moved forward by 25 minutes.
Is this done by unanimous consent? Do I hear objection? It is so ordered. Now, there are several automated signs, but we're going to have to take these in the order in which we see them. And I believe our friend at mic number one has been standing for a long time.
I'm John Hamrick, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Charleston, South Carolina. I speak in favor of the substitute. I think this is a very responsible statement. It takes into account the effect of our action upon the whole world and our mission to the world. It brings us to recognize that we have a great problem here, a problem that cannot be solved by the pronouncement of this convention, but one that must be solved on the local level. I think the report as it's given from the Christian Life Commission violates one of our real principles. I do not think this convention is to set itself up to approve and disapprove churches. Are we going to form a list of approved churches? And then, by implication, form a list of disapproved churches. I've been pastor of this church over 24 years in Charleston, and I find there some of the greatest Christians I've ever met who love people of all races. But I think the problem has to be solved on the local level, and I would not want to be a part of the group to judge another Baptist church its own autonomous rights when it is doing its very best to solve a very serious problem. And it seems to me that this substitute motion is a very responsible statement, taking all of the principles into account, and I certainly favor the substitute and feel, as the brother who spoke before me, that as it's written here, it would do us damage. We not only want the legal rights of the Negroes, but the rights of all people, including the Negroes.
Brethren, it is necessary again, if you desire to do so, to extend the time. Do you desire to do so, and if so, for how long?
Mr. Chairman, I move the extension of the time 20 minutes.
Carl Gears of Alabama moves the extension of the time 20 minutes. Here's the discussion. If you favor, will you vote aye? Contrary, no. I believe the motion is lost. There has been an appeal. If you favor the extension of the time by 20 minutes, will you indicate by rising? Thank you. If you are against the extension of the time, will you indicate by rising? The secretary says the motion is lost. I believe the motion is lost. The question has been called for. If you favor action on the substitute, if you favor taking action at this time, will you indicate by saying aye? If you are opposed to action at this time, will you say no?
No.
The ayes have it. We now have before us the matter of acting on the substitute motion. The request has come that the substitute motion be read. We will listen to it carefully now at this time.
A substitute motion to the effect.